Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So it's a new year. And we should be excited about the fact that at least the Republicans have gained control of the House. So what does that mean? It does not mean anarchy. It does not mean chaos. It does not mean that the Republicans don't have an agenda. It doesn't mean that they're going to flounder their hopes of actually getting things done. Now, I say this, you may say, Ben, where is this coming from? Because the articles are already being written. Is Hunter Biden's laptop really a critical issue facing Americans today? MSNBC spending 10 minutes talking about how the American people will be furious with the Republicans if they focus on investigating Hunter Biden, an issue that many Republicans just don't care about. They're pushing this as they have a headline. McCarthy faces a tough path for the speakership. Right? They want you to think that there is chaos around the Republican Party around every corner. They've already written the book. Don't fall for this. Joe Walsh is a guy that used to be a Republican who's now a useful idiot at MSNBC. He went on TV and was talking about how this is just going to be a total disaster for the Republicans. Like, you need to understand that this is just going to be total anarchy. This is going to be total chaos. You need to understand how bad this is going to be, and the Republicans are going to are going to screw this up at a level that you've never seen. That's the line that they're going with. And everybody else in TV is doing the same thing. Well, that Hunter Biden is just not what we need to be focusing on here. And they're going to tell you that the Republican Party is in total shambles, even though we just won back the House. Are we in shambles? No. Are there different people that don't always agree with each other, just like in the Democratic Party? Absolutely. But does that mean that we don't have an agenda? No. Does that mean we're in shambles? No. Is it stupid to say that we are in shambles when in fact we are not in shambles? Yes. But when the media sees an opportunity, right, and they understand now in the new year, all right, we got to paint a picture. We have to paint a picture of total chaos. We have to paint a picture of total insanity. We have to paint a picture that looks like it is a disaster no matter what happens. That everything is bad. Everything is bad news. Right? Everything is bad news. That's the picture you must paint. And if you don't paint it, then you've got a real problem. Because Republicans could actually get some momentum. Republicans could actually get some success. Republicans can actually move forward in a way with an agenda. So how do you derail that? This is what you do. This is no different than the playbook that they had against Donald Trump, right? We'll say that he's colluding with the Russians, and we'll lie and slander, and will tell people all of these types of lies. We went over that in the biggest lies of last year. Remember, that was worse than Watergate, the cover-up at the White House with these 7 hours of missing phone calls on January the 6th. Remember that story that never happened? That was another example of a made-up, fake moment from the media just to try to derail the agenda of the Republican Party. So, January 1, this is their game plan. You need to understand it. They started on January the 1st. All right, people are starting to pay attention again. It's a Monday. Let's move forward with this. And then we'll do it on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And we'll set the narrative that the Republican Party is in chaos and in a civil war. Take a listen to MSNBC.
Donna said the Republicans have no agenda. And you're going to see 2 years of utter chaos trying to investigate Hunter Biden's laptop and everything like that, which is just going to anger the American people more.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, Representative Walsh. How do you get to govern, and what do you think governing looks like in this GOP? Do they have any sort of, you think, big bills that they might be able to pass through? Because obviously they're going to have to work with Democrats to do that.
No, there's no agenda. There's no legislative agenda. Their agenda for the next 2 years is revenge. And it's investigate everything Democrats have done for the last 2 or 3 years. That's all they're going to do. And that will hurt them, as it should, with the American people.
And Representative, where does that leave Democrats then?
Well, I think it puts Democrats in a great position. You're not going to see Democrats, for example, if there's a select committee called, Democrats are not going to eschew the opportunity to participate fully in that process. On these committees like oversight, government reform, you're going to see a chairman, minority leader, Jamie Raskin, really going toe-to-toe with Republicans, going toe-to-toe with them on the Judiciary Committee. Democrats are not going to leave any stones unturned when it comes to challenging.
I love this. This is the first thing it says, they have no agenda, right? The Republicans have no agenda. That's a lie. We just won back the House by having a very clear agenda that we laid out. Then they say that there's a civil war happening within the Republican Party. That's also not true. Are there people that disagree with who should be the speaker? Yes. Does that mean you're in a civil war? No. Republicans are actually use our brains, right? We don't just get in line and coalesce behind one person without asking questions. That doesn't mean that you're having a civil war. It doesn't mean that it's chaos, as they just described it. Okay, let's be very, very clear. They have no agenda. They have no plan. They have nothing on the future. Again, all of these things are lies. But then you go back to other things. And when I say other things, let me explain what I mean by other things. You look at the headlines here. The headlines are also pushing this narrative. Charlotte Observer, the Hunter Biden laptop really is the Hunter Biden laptop really a critical issue facing America today? Do the American people actually care about this? No. They say what they do care about is helping refugees.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
They want you to believe that the southern border is wide open for a reason. In this op-ed claiming that Republicans should not be talking about the Hunter Biden laptop or investigating it, they actually write, it's time to, quote, help refugees. The author says, in my family, we remember my mother and grandfather at this time of year. It was 81 years ago. The coldest European winter of the 20th century. That they slipped out of Nazi-occupied Brussels with the help of a smuggler. After a train ride in which a priest in their compartment was removed by the Gestapo, and a night in a hotel filled with German soldiers, they were put on a bus the evening of December the 31st, 1941. Before they reached the line of demarcation, they were told to get off and head through the woods in bitter cold. They crossed into France, walked to the nearest town, where they were arrested but not deported back to Germany. So let me get this straight. The Democratic Party and the news media now are trying to tell you that what is happening at the southern border right now is not an issue that should be looked at as a problem with an open border and illegal immigrants, but it should be looked at through the eyes of World War II, and these people are going to be murdered, brutally murdered, executed, put into gas chambers, and gassed to death. That's what they're wanting you to believe right now. If we don't allow them into America, they're claiming that our open southern border is justified because there's Nazis on the other side. They're trying to kill all these people coming across the southern border. You really can't make this up. You really can't. This is their line. This is how far they're willing to go to try to manipulate the American people. And we knew this because we've seen how far the deep state has been willing to go to manipulate the American people through the Twitter files. What we found with these Twitter files is unbelievable. The FBI is sending lists of people they want to silence who are doing too good of a job in the conservative movement of telling the truth. The story is playing out at our southern border, the writer goes on to say. This is, again, their argument in writing of why Republicans should not investigate the Hunter Biden laptop. As you gather with your families to celebrate the holidays in the warmth of your home, see, you're an evil person now. Remember the refugees on the border where nighttime temperatures are falling into the low 20s. We have a moral obligation to help these people, and we should not deport them back to the violence and despair of their homelands. America largely turned its back on refugees in the 1940s. We need to welcome them now. So there it is. That's what Republicans should be, they claim, working on. This is in the Yahoo News headline here. Now, when you see this in writing, you understand that the media is no longer a media that you should trust. It is 100% propaganda for the government. It is a tool of the Democratic Party, plain and simple. Kamala Harris, by the way, if you think she's got a bunch of compassion for the people coming across the border, she doesn't. They've been dropped off out of buses in front of her house on Christmas Eve. She didn't do anything. She didn't feed them. She didn't bring them into her home. She didn't go out and check on them. She didn't bring them blankets. She didn't do anything. In fact, you want to know what Kamala Harris is really like? A new exclusive has come out saying that Kamala Harris is now requiring COVID tests for anyone over the age of 2 years old to participate in Senate swearing-in photos. So you get elected to the Senate, and you're about to be sworn in. You got to have COVID tests for your two-year-old. Vice President Harris said otherwise, she's not doing it. She's requiring any senator or family member or guest of a senator wishing to take a photo with her at Tuesday swearing-in ceremonies for the new Congress to have a negative coronavirus test taken within 24 hours of the picture. The U.S. Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Protocol blasted out a message on Thursday to all Senate offices, knowing that Harris's office is, quote, requiring the coronavirus test before taking photos of the vice president. Quote, the vice president's office has requested that we send their standard COVID-19 protocol information to offices participating in the reenactment opportunity in the old Senate chamber. Please see their suggested process below. The Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Protocol officer said in the email obtained by Breitbart News, we look forward to welcoming all senators and their families to the reenactment opportunity on January the 3rd. The email forwarded a message from the Director of Legislative Affairs in the Office of the Vice President, which the senior Harris staffer relayed the coronavirus testing requirements. We look forward to welcoming your senator on January 3rd, the ceremonial reenactment for incoming and newly reelected senators in the old Senate chamber. As you are aware, White House COVID-19 protocol requires that anyone over 2 years of age who will interact with the vice president to take a medically administered test within 24 hours prior to interaction receive a negative result. This policy applies regardless of vaccine status. Oh, I guess that doesn't matter anymore, right? The White House staffer continued with her message by noting that both incoming and returning senators, their spouses, and other guests who will participate in the ceremonial swearing-in reenactment in the old Senate chamber may take a coronavirus test on the morning of January the 3rd in a U.S. Senate office building or submit the negative results of a medically administered test emailed to a White House-specific email address before 9 a.m. on January 3rd. And that the test must be taken within 24 hours before 1 p.m. on January 3rd, 2023. They're not screwing around, folks. At the beginning of the new Congress, senators are sworn in officially, and there is a separate ceremonial reenactment of the swearing-in for senators to take photographs of the Vice President of the United States of America, whose constitutional duties include presiding over the upper chamber of Congress. Often, senators' families and close friends also attend the ceremonies, including their spouses, children, and grandchildren. Many senators have young children and grandchildren, and several U.S. Senate sources have said they are uneasy with the coronavirus testing requirements on their young family members. Doesn't matter. Because this is what Kamala Harris is saying we need to do right now. Kevin McCarthy, by the way, has come out saying, for all these idiots that claim, hey, there's nothing that the Republicans do, there's no agenda here for the Republican Party. If you believe that, you're a liar. Okay, there is a agenda here. Kevin McCarthy has said that it's very clear what their agenda will be. During an appearance on Fox News Channel, the House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy teased Congress about their immediate action of what their agenda will actually be. I want you to hear what he had to say about the agenda that you can expect, including getting rid of those IRS agents. Take a listen.
Me now. Mr. Leader, good to see you. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen with the speaker's race next Tuesday? Give me your take.
Well, I think we all come together. We made great progress today. We've been working on the rules. People want to see a different rule package. Open it back up. We've done from 72 hours, a church style, to be able to investigate the FBI and others. You've watched this new ability to bring more votes, bills onto the floor in an open process. I think this is all healthy. You watched, you know, Morgan Griffith, who really cares about the rules. He came out and supporting me today based upon the progress that we've made along here. So I think everyone will get there at the end of the day. But we have to. If we want to save the American public, we're the only ones in the forefront to stop these Democrat liberal policies. Think about it. In the 4 years that I've been leader, we've won every cycle. But we've won while the other Republicans, the governors, the senators, they've lost. So we need to be able to come together strong to stop what the Democrats are doing, but actually put the country in a new path and a new place. Get some prosperity moving, get our economy moving again, get our borders secure, and also bring that accountability back to Washington we all crave so deeply about.
So, Mr. Leader, I had a chance to serve with you when I was in Congress, and everyone who sees you on TV, you're a nice guy. You're a friendly guy. You got a great smile. But it's fascinating. A lot of liberals don't seem to like you. And the closer that this election gets, the more they hate you, whether it's Ilhan Omar, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Liz Cheney. They all don't like Kevin McCarthy. Why do these liberals hate you so much?
Well, first of all, Nancy hates me because I beat her.
Right.
we wanted to fire Nancy Pelosi. We just did that by winning the majority. Omar and the others, I'll stand up to them. Adam Schiff is not going to be on the Intel Committee. Omar is not going to be sitting on foreign affairs. But more importantly, they want to have gas price high. I'm going to make sure we're energy independent, the price is low. They want an open border? No, I'm going to stand up and make sure this border is secure. You watch what they want to do to mandate the vaccine on our men and women. I was able to pull that out of the NDAA. So no longer you're kicking men and women out of our military. These are the type of things. I'll stand up when they want to do their runaway spending, that omni. I'll speak on the floor, the longest speech ever on the floor given. Why? Because I will stand up to their liberals, policies of what they're doing, because this country is too important about it. And we've been able to win under this leadership, and we're going to even be able to win more for the American public.
So, Leader McCarthy, the American people, they didn't give the Senate the majority in this last election, Republicans, but they did give Republicans in the House the majority. So on January 3rd, you know, what is the first order of business? What are Republicans going to do in the first 100 days that you have the majority?
Great question. The first thing we have to do is elect our speaker. We can't do anything until we elect that speaker. And if you watch, the White House is actually pushing back on our investigations, saying we're not going to give you anything until you get this solved. So we need to be able to move forward with that. Then on the very first day, the first thing we're going to do is repeal the 87,000 IRS agents. Another reason why the Democrats are mad at me. I think government should be here to help you, not to go after you. Then we're going to secure our border. You've got to secure this border, the millions of people coming across, the fentanyl that's killing our children. We need to work on our economy. That means making us energy independent. We need to hold this government accountable. Where's the origin of COVID began? Find out what this Biden family had done in the process. Make sure the FBI is not going after Americans, but actually going after crime. We've got so much work behind us, and we need to start on the very first day.
I love how Kevin McCarthy gives you this game plan. And if you go back to the first piece of audio that I played for you, it was the media saying the Republicans are in total chaos. The Republicans are in total anarchy. The Republicans are in a melting down moment here. And they have no agenda. They don't know what they're doing. They have no clue what's actually going on. You hear the difference there, right? Like, you could literally hear the difference. They're claiming one thing while doing the complete opposite. The Republicans have an agenda. So it's the media that is going to do everything it can to derail that agenda because they know it's clear. And they're going to lie to you and they're going to tell you, oh, they're only focusing on Hunter Biden. Did you notice there Kevin McCarthy didn't mention Hunter Biden? My point is you can do multiple things at the same time. You can investigate the crimes that were committed by Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family while also having an agenda that was just laid out there and getting it done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to go back real quick to the Twitter files and just put this into perspective for you. Some of the Twitter files came out over the holidays and people weren't paying attention to them. The FBI had to respond to the Twitter files because they were so damning. And it was very clear that the company had a policy of suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story because they knew it would cost, they believe, Joe Biden the presidency. The FBI is now denying seeking to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story, even though that's exactly what they did. Listen to this from Brett Barrett Fox.
In the U.S. is responding to Twitter records released yesterday, indicating the Bureau paid millions of dollars to the social media company. The taxpayer funds were allegedly used to reimburse Twitter for what was called processing requests from the FBI. Lucas Tomlinson has details tonight.
FBI officials confirm the agency paid Twitter nearly $3.5 million. Money, critics say, was used to help suppress information, including the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story. Author Michael Schellenberger's first reported the payments as part of the so-called Twitter files, revealing a close working relationship between the FBI and the social media giant. The FBI tells Fox News it was part of routine reimbursements for Twitter, complying with standard legal requests. I am happy to report we have collected $3,415,323 since October 2019, reports an associate of Jim Baker in early 2021. Baker, Twitter's former deputy general counsel, and before that, the top FBI lawyer, was fired by Elon Musk for his alleged role in suppressing information. In a statement to Fox News, the FBI says, quote, The correspondence between the FBI and Twitter show nothing more than examples of our traditional, long-standing, and ongoing federal government and private sector engagements. It is unfortunate that conspiracy theorists and others are feeding the American public misinformation with the sole purpose of attempting to discredit the agency. Republican Congressman Jim Comer says he wants to know more about an FBI task force focused on social media content, formed after the 2016 election.
One way we could get the FBI in front of the committee really quickly is say, we're not giving you a penny until you all come down here and explain to us what this task force was, why you told Twitter to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story when you knew darn well it was true.
FBI officials say they did not provide Twitter with any specific instructions or details regarding the Hunter Biden laptop story.
By the way, everybody knows that's a lie from these files. They were clearly spiking the football to say, don't do this. Whatever you do, don't talk about this. Don't let it get out there. I mean, Byron York put it this way. They said Twitter did exactly what the FBI wanted them to do with the Hunter Biden laptop story. And that's exactly right.
It appears that way. You know, for a lot of conservatives, especially Joel Roth, who was the chief censor at Twitter, seemed to be the villain in the story early on. Mm-hmm. Now it appears that the FBI is really manipulating him, that he's actually doing what he thinks the FBI is telling him to do, what would be best. And in fact, it's the FBI that's driving this.
It's the FBI that's driving this. White House, right? Clearly doesn't believe that the Hunter Biden probe on Capitol Hill is legitimate. That's also what they're pushing now from this White House. They're trying to convince you. Sunday on Face the Nation, as everybody was getting ready for the holidays, they put it out there this way, saying, well, they don't think this is a legitimate issue. They think this is a witch hunt, the White House. Of course they're going to say that.
Or no indictment.
Well, Nancy, the White House would point out that the U.S. attorney in Delaware was a Trump appointee.
Right.
And that it will ultimately, though, still go to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Mm-hmm. How is this factoring in at all to the thinking at the White House? As we know, the president is making a decision about whether to run for re-election. He's talking about it over the holidays, as he said. You can't say that his own son and what happens next isn't part of some conversation here.
Sure, although he knew that his son would be a likely target even before he ran the first time. So you could argue that that was sort of baked into the equation. I think they're preparing not just for that, but also for the likelihood that congressional Republicans are going to start investigating that laptop and
well,
every
that's a
action
certainty,
that,
isn't it?
That Hunter Biden has ever done once they take control. And the White House is beefing up their counsel's office for that very reason. And their position right now is when they think that the investigation is legitimate, they'll cooperate. They clearly don't believe that the Hunter Biden investigation on Capitol Hill is legitimate, but they're going to have to respond to it in some way when it happens.
I love this. They don't think it's legitimate. How do you even say that with a straight face? The way that it was just said. How do you even say that the Hunter Biden investigation is not legitimate with a straight face? Oh yeah, they believe this. The amount of evil in this White House and evil in big tech and evil with all of those involved in silencing and suppressing this story is through the roof. So when they write articles telling you, oh, don't investigate Hunter Biden, that's exactly when you double down. That's when you go all in. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people. And we will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.